you should not like have a, you know, like a distribution center someplace that sends it out, because the time frame between when you send it and when a distribution center would send it out could be a few days or a week or more, and you can annotate it yourself if you send it. So I might say, Garrett, see page 6 for the information we discussed. Then you could go to page 6, you could write notes on it, and you could Xerox it so you have a copy of what you sent it to him, and then you can call him back review it. So sending the information out yourself is really important. And a thing that I like is, let me see, something that looks like this. Anybody that's making outbound calls or trying to sell stuff over the phone, you need to have some cabinetry or something like this here. So you're going to be sending stuff to customers, and you ought to have things in packages so that, you know, most of the time you send package 1, which has got this, 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 and this. But sometimes you send package 2, which has got this and this, and so on. So you've got different packages depending upon what you're promoting. And you as a caller can say, I'll send you some stuff. Today, electronically, you can, you know, send somebody a PDF file. You can take up your website and things like that. But if you're still going to send some four-color stuff out or something along this line, then this kind of a system can make it much more effective in sending out stuff to customers, because you don't have to be fumbling around, let me get this, one of these and those. You got everything already pre-assembled, and you can do that at the end of the day or whenever, and you don't have to take the extra time when you assemble these packages one by one. Okay, let's go to page 53, starting a sale. Well, that's where I wanted to be at the end of the day, so I could start there tomorrow. So we're doing good. We're actually ahead of the ball game here. So I'm going to continue on anyhow then. okay. Starting a sale. This is the system. Identifying prospects. Purchasing records is a part of identifying prospects. Where do we get records from? Well, there's a lot of different places we can go to get records. And there are two kinds of records that you can get. Compiled lists and response lists. So compiled lists are cheap, and these are mostly all compiled lists. And the granddaddy is at Business America, this one here. What these guys do, I've heard, and I don't know. They get phone books from all over the country, and they send them to China, and they just, you know, have people that type in the name of the company, the phone number, the address, and things like that. And then they try to put it into a category based upon where it is in the yellow pages. So that's these lists here are all compiled. And, you know, there's just a gazillion different kinds. I have a list of all the places you could buy records from. Durmark, these are the guys that we do business with, Durmark. And if, for example, you wanted to find every company that was in the plastics industry, easily you could get those records. There are also these response lists, which in my view are better. What's a response list? A response list is a list that comes from some kind of a survey, or an association membership would be a response list. So I happen to know, because I got clients in the plastics industry, that there are lists of all the injection molders in the country. There's, and I know there's one in Canada as well. So you could get, and there's a lot of injection molders in the Windsor area. I don't know if you're aware of that. And I don't know if they would use your stuff or not, you know. But there's a lot of plastics die makers up there and so on and so forth in Canada. And, you know, that business kind of went over from, well, being in the Detroit area, which was heavily unionized, up into Canada. And I don't know where that whole thing stands now. I'm not really involved in that industry. But you can get association lists of all the businesses in the plastics industry, or any industry you could get, or anything you want. And the way you'd start is you go in the back of the book there and get the list of lists and call them and say, look, this is what I'm looking for. How can I find it? And let a list expert get you a list. And I'm thinking of you guys here, because I don't know for sure where you're going to get the folks you're going to be calling.
Right.
So
I mean, it's all been what I told you.
Yeah.
We need to get more people.
Yeah.
You know.
So, you know, I mean, having a good database, keep track of them, you know, and then going back and say, hey, we sold you this some time ago. We're just following up. We got a great deal here, you know, resell them. So a database can be very important. And also, you know, there's probably a demographic associated with your business that you could buy a list on that demographic. I don't know what it is, but, you know, as you talk to list brokers, they could help you figure out how you can get to your target market, tell them who they are. And as I mentioned, actually, there's a couple in there. Let's go back in the back of the book there to the list. It's, where is that list? Okay, page 114 is the book that I have. It's on page 114. Peachtree Data, that's the guys we're doing business with now. And they're huge. On page 114, do you have that?
Mm-hmm.
Peachtree Data?